to Bros Monday Cruise, or as we're calling it this Monday, the Boozy Boys Monkey Circus. I'm your host, Andy Weston. The way that we normally do this podcast is that we start off sober and then we get a little bit more boozy throughout the episode. But we're changing it up this Monday. We're starting off a bit boozy and we're going to get even more boozy.
We're going to slowly sober up.
We're
going to
get sober, so depressingly sober.
Fine, it's not the opposite. It's like a continuation.
All right, guys, that's enough fun. Let's just wrap this up.
So yeah, I'm here with Mr. Drew Hancock.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Mr. Drew Hancock.
And Mr. Sam Blissett.
Hey, it's me everybody. It's Mr. Sam Blissett.
We switched dynamics.
Yeah. How are you guys this week?
Well, actually, I'm a little down. I've been having some trouble lately with...
We don't have time to hear that bullshit because it's dairy time. If you're wondering what dairy time is, have a listen to this clip from episode 1 of James explaining what dairy time is.
Dairy time. You don't actually need to drink milk. You just need to, for the next minute, respect milk.
That's something I can do.
Rest in peace, James Hitch. He may or may not be dead.
Yeah, we haven't heard from him after his little crank he played last Monday, which we, I don't know, do you think he got abducted? I don't know.
I don't
know. He's pretty careless.
I don't know, but that's got nothing to do with dairy.
So that's true. Let's get back to the topic at hand.
See, this is why I wanted to put that clip in of James explaining what dairy time is, so that things like this wouldn't happen, Drew. You're not supposed to talk about anything else in dairy time except for dairy.
Respecting it, okay.
So I'm going to start off this dairy time, and I want to start off with an old fable. There's no use crying over spilt milk.
Yep.
I'm going to change that and say there is use in crying over spilt milk, and I'm going to give you two reasons why. First of all, you've lost your milk. So you've worked hard all damn week to afford this milk, and you got some delicious milk, and you're going to take a drink of it, and now you don't have that milk anymore. That's a reason to cry. Reason number two, not only have you lost your milk, but you have to clean up the broken shards of glass that are on the ground, just
and
putting
the mess.
Salt in the wound, and there is use in crying over spilt milk.
Yeah,
so I want to change up the expression, and I think it should be, there's no use crying over spilt feces.
You're still going to have to clean up feces?
Yeah, but first of all, why were you carrying around a glass of feces in the first place?
Yeah, it's kind of
serious.
Who
said it's in a glass? I guess spilt. Yeah, but you can spill from your pants.
A bucket? You're carrying a bucket.
And sure, you need to clean up the spilt feces. But what was the alternative? What were you going to do with that glass of feces? Were you going to drink it? Were you going to drink that feces?
Well, you probably had it for a reason.
It's better in the long run that you're cleaning up the feces than you're doing literally anything else that you're going to do with a glass of feces.
Yeah, offering it to a friend or a family member. Yeah, you're right.
So that's my dairy time. There's no use crying over spilt feces.
That's good. Well, how I feel about dairy is the past week I've actually been on a no dairy diet, and it's really, really shown me that dairy is in everything. And I just want to give thanks to the very first guy who just knelt down on all fours and just got under that cow and put his head upwards and just sucked that teat like you wouldn't believe it. Just thank you.
The very first person that saw a cow and saw a little calf sucking on its titty and was like, I want some of that
titty juice for myself.
Absolutely absurd. But yes, thank you, that man.
Thank you, titty sucking.
Titty sucking Jones.
Sucking half dude.
I guess I kind of echo Sam's sentiments. I myself don't consume dairy. When you think about it, it's like, it's pretty weird. And you're like, what? Who decided to do that the first time?
Yeah.
Why do they continue? Because they have to do all sorts of stuff to it to sort of make it consumable.
Yeah, not lethal, right?
Yeah. And it's like, what led them to that killed that guy. Better boil it some more.
Change up the recipe instead of just stopping
just
drinking.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Just drink your own teddy milk, humans. Why? That's my complaint is, why is it socially acceptable to go and buy a bottle or a carton of cow?
Thanks for that specifics.
Cow titty juice, which is what they should call it. They should call it cow titty juice. Yeah. But you can't, you know, you can't say, hey, I'd like to buy me a gallon of human milk.
Titty juice.
Human titty juice.
Well, it's actually illegal in Australia to sell human body products. So you can't sell, that's why you can't make any money off donating blood or sperm or titty milk.
But surely that's more, like, in a biological sense, it's more normal to drink human titty milk. Titty juice for... Maybe, I don't know.
From like, some human titty that you've never met.
Yeah. But you know, there's not like a face on the bottle and you're like, yeah, I'm having some Rhonda tonight. Like,
this is Miranda's.
it's just faceless milk.
Looks like we've run out of time for the dairy segment. This looks like we've run out of time for dairy time. So we should probably get on with the show. I think it's going to be a really fun show. Sam and I have business pitches coming up.
Yep.
And then we've got a special segment coming up. So the special segment is going to be one that we did in episode 2. It was called Dr. Drew. We are changing the name because we found out there's an actual Dr. Drew TV show in America. So now it's called Pillow Talk with Dr. Drew. Yeah.
That is wildly different.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get into any of that, we're going to have a little advertisement. Sometimes you're playing with your small dog and you're all like, that's enough for tonight. I wish I could just put you in the fridge and heat you up again tomorrow. Not to eat or anything, just to play with. Well, now you can, with Pupperware. We flash freeze them. It's the same technology that they used in Austin Powers, so you know it works.
Well, that's reassuring.
Then the next day, you just take your dog out. You can let it thaw in the sun, or if you want to play with your dog sooner, try putting it in the microwave.
Ding!
They enjoy the ride. Are you tired of little Rex howling all night because you haven't fed him? Pop him into some Pupperware today.
Head to your nearest retailer right now to buy Pupperware. Pupperware for a limited time, $49.95 for a set of 5 different shaped Pupperwares, ranging from a Chihuahua to King Charles Xavier.
You don't have a fridge that big.
They're not huge.
Pupperware, now available for babies.
Nope.
No way.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Whoa, that looks like a sick movie. I can't wait to see that. Before we get into our business pitches, I remember that last episode, Drew was going to do a special assignment and have a look into the Daddy Dangle, also known as the Shorts Dangle. The Daddy Dong Dangle. Basically, it's where you drop your peeny out of the leg of your panty and you just let rip.
The Daddy Dong legs.
That's a good one. How did we come up with that?
So, Drew, I believe that you've... done
it. So you said before the next episode, please try and attempt this. So I went to the pool a couple of times and I attempted it and I made a fatal error. I was wearing shorts. I don't think they were short enough. I managed to just sort of slip the tip out, but like there's a bit of compression going on. I was wearing quite tight underwear. I made a pretty big mess. Essentially pissed myself in the changing room. It Ooh. Sprayed Ooh. Everywhere because of the aforementioned compression and because like you're probably like half a centimeter of clearance out of the shorts and you need more than that. Mm-mm. And it was like going against the leg, it was bouncing it back into the short of the inside of the shorts and disgusting, made a huge mess.
Well, thank you Drew for your service. So Bros Brews Monday Cruise, final verdict on the Daddy Dong Dangle. It's a no for me.
It's a no unless you've got short shorts or a John Hamm.
Yeah, you got to maybe be at least 60 to try this one.
Yeah. Now let's get back to our regular scheduled program. We're up to the business pitch section. This is what the podcast is all about. Every person here, except for Drew, is going to pitch today. So me and Sam are going to pitch today. Each of us are going to have 10 minutes. If we run out of time, you're going to hear this sound effect. If our ideas are truly terrible, anyone in the room has the ability to use this sound effect. If you hear that sound effect, you shut it down.
That's the shutdown sound.
You are done. All right, so first up is Mr. Sam Blissett.
Rose, Bruce, Monday, Cruise, we stole this music from friends.
Hey, yes, it is Sam Blissett here with the pitch this Monday. And what I want to pose to you guys, first of all, have you ever had this problem where you've got an illness, you go to the doctor, but when you get there, the problem isn't occurring in front of them. Maybe it's just your body is like, just doesn't know when to be sick. And now it's picked the wrong time. And the doctor's like, so where does it hurt? And it's like, I don't know, mate. That's why I'm here for you to tell me. And he's like, well, I'm going to need more description. They can't really help you with that. So what I am posing is what I'm calling the date doctor. This is a doctor that you basically start dating.
Mm-hmm.
So you're spending a lot of time with them. You say if your problem only occurs at night time, you're sharing a bed with them. Whenever it starts to flare up, you could say, date doctor, or their name. I mean, it depends how close you get. You could be spending a lot of time with them. It's hurting now. Will you have a look? And they whip out their stethoscope or whatever it is doctors use.
The little reflex hammer.
Yeah, the reflex hammer. And they can see the effects in real time as it happens. So you don't have to be, oh, layman's terms, I'm trying to describe it. It's like, oh, how much does it hurt? And 1 to 10. It's like, I don't know, but I'm crying. You won't have to face that anymore because they can see. It's like, oh, okay, I can see there's a big pencil-shaped thing sticking out the side of your hip. And they can see it, but that's it never happens in the doctor's office.
That's very specific.
Yeah, I mean, so you're pitching this as if it's a product, but really I think you just want...
I never said that.
Yeah, but you said it's called the date doctor.
Yes.
So are you saying that
it's a business model.
Why don't you just date a doctor?
There aren't enough doctors to go around. That's the problem. That's why they're charging so much money. That's ridiculous.
So, like, do you pay to date this doctor?
Yes, exorbitant prices.
So subscription-based fee.
How is that different from a prostitute?
Well, I never said...
Sleep with them.
You're not having sex with them. I never said... Hey, I mean, if feelings okay, develop, then that's... I mean, that's on them and their Hippocratic Oath.
Maybe not a prostitute then, maybe an escort, which is a classy word for a prostitute.
Right, someone that you just spend a lot of time with. Yeah,
I mean, people do get prostitutes just to hang out with them because they want the companionship.
Agreed. Newsflash, most escorts aren't doctors.
I don't think we need a newsflash for that one.
But anyway, I was thinking, so you spend a lot of time with them, that's good, but how do you find one that works for you? Do you just go to a normal doctor's clinic and say, hey, do you want to come home with me? That's probably not going to work.
An app?
You're right on the money. Ka-ching! What I'm thinking, basically it's an app similar to Tinder. You go through profiles of doctors. They're wearing their, like, you know, their doctor, their white doctor coat, and they're posing maybe like leg up if it's a cute lady doctor, or maybe like a hand on the chin if it's a rugged man doctor. Or, I don't know. That's what I'd be looking for, either of those two things. And you can write a little blurb about themselves because you're going to be spending a lot of time with them, right? So you want to get along, you want to have a compatible personality, so they'll write, like, you know, I like listening to, like, rock operas at, like, 65 decibels every day, or, like...
You know that you can just have a personal doctor, right?
Nope.
So, like, it's reasonably common with, like, rich people, celebrities and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
They just have their own doctor. I mean, it doesn't even need to be your own doctor. It could just be, like, a doctor that does, like, 4 or 5 different people. Like, what kind of ailments do you have that they flare up for, like, 10 seconds.
Doctor, doctor, come and look at it now.
You need the doctor there with you 100% of the time.
See, I told you I had erectile dysfunction. Look what's happening right now, doctor.
I mean, I feel like you could have a private doctor as long as they can get to you within maybe an hour or so. Wouldn't that be okay?
No, that's not okay. And it's not just the reason why that's not okay. It's not just about. That is definitely a big part of it. Oh, this has just flared up at this specific time. I mean, most doctors don't want, they like to sleep because they're busy people. They don't want to be hanging out at your house at like 3 a.m. when it always occurs, okay? Let's just say that's your ailment. But regardless of that, what about if it's just like you can't really explain it and it's like, oh, sometimes I sort of feel like this. So you need someone who can really get to know you, like, oh, they can say, oh, look.
Oh, yeah, turns out he's just a pussy sort of thing.
No. It's like, oh, he's looking a bit down today. How are you feeling? And you're like, oh, you know, I feel a bit tired. And they're like, well, you ate this for dinner last night. That's a high energy meal, so you shouldn't be feeling tired. You know, they really see but your like, whole, yeah, they see everything. They see your diet, they see your exercise. They come with you to the gym, by the way. They can work out as well, so it's not a total blow off
like
for them.
Expensive.
But oh, it is, and that's how we make our money.
I don't know. I feel like this product appeals to you mostly, and I think that maybe you're a bit of a hypochondriac.
Nope.
Do you not feel that any ailment that's worth going to the doctor for is probably an ailment that lasts longer than a couple of minutes?
Disagree. I go to doctors all the time and they're like, we don't know what that is, so just go take a pill and you'll be right.
I mean, I have what you're describing, but not with medical stuff. More like, oh, the car's making a funny noise, and it does it all the time. And then you take it to the mechanic and it doesn't make the noise anymore.
Hey.
So if you could somehow make the mechanic drive everywhere with me.
Damn, what about mechanic. If you had a recorder in your car at all times, and whenever the recorder heard a weird noise, it automatically forwards that to the mechanic?
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
This has nothing to do with your idea, Sam, but I think it's a better idea.
Yeah, we're just riding on the coattails, taking that
Look,
jacket
that's
off.
What it's all about. You pitched an okay idea, and we're elaborating. We're making a better idea out of it.
I mean, that's okay, but I've already paid for a phone number.
For hot dogs?
No, it's...
Hot dogs? That's a great name!
It's 1-300-DATA-DOC, but it's 1-300-D8, the number 8.
Yeah. Oh, that's really good!
DOC. And that adds up. If you type that into your phone right now, you'll see that's enough numbers and you'll probably get through to someone, so...
Is it just your number?
Yeah, it's just rerouted to my number, so...
0428. No, I don't actually know your number.
It has been broadcast in previous episodes.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
So, if you want to hear Sam's number, go back and listen to episode one.
Episode one and episode
three, I want to say.
And also, yeah, call their number. You can send your
doctor resume to Sam. Look, I think Sam wants to have a personal doctor, but he also wants a girlfriend. And he wants to, like, kind of combine the two into one for some sick, perverted reason. And I don't think it has any place on the Bros Brews Monday Cruise.
You know, basically stems from, it's like, oh, you know, there's that, and I'm going to tread on some stereotypes here, the, like, oh, you know, the girl wants to date the doctor or whatever because he's rich or, Sam, I don't know, maybe he knows about the body or whatever. So, you know, I need the equivalent as well, and I need it in a simple Tinder app form.
Did you ever consider just becoming a doctor yourself?
Ah, fuck that. That's way too much work. That's
easy to build
7 years. Easier to build
you
an app.
You could build 7 apps in that time.
Yeah.
You build one app a year?
Yeah, easily.
If it's a good app.
Anyway, that's my idea. Leave your money at the door, guys.
I will leave my money in my wallet because, as Andy has pointed out, it's very personal and very specific, and I don't think anyone's going to pay. I don't think anyone's going to pay for that kind of service, and I don't think any doctor is going to agree to hang out with one person for like 12 hours a day or however long it takes.
Okay, rightio. That's not fair.
He just said he's done and then we shut it down.
Yeah.
It's the Bros and the Brews and the Monday Crows.
Freedom.
Hey guys, it's Andy here. You know me, I'm from the BBMC. I've got a pitch idea for yous. Have you ever been gardening, you know, watering the azaleas, and just thought, wow, the faucet is the greatest invention of all time? You turn it on, the water comes out. You turn it off, the water stops. And then thought to yourself, I wish my penis worked that way. Well, now it can, with the sperm tap. I'm a young, virile man, and I'm not quite ready for a vasectomy just yet. But I'm also sick of using condoms all the time. Well, I got a solution for you. It's called the sperm tap. What I do is I take the same technology that you use in a faucet, connect it up to the vas deferens tube in the
tiny,
ball sack.
Tiny version there.
Tiny little tubes. Yeah. tiny tubes, tiny tap. Tiny tango class. Give it a turn one way, the sperm's on. Give it a turn the other way, the sperm's off. Now, I could tell from your shocked silence that both of you think this is a great idea, which is why I was somewhat inspired by Sam's invention a few episodes ago where he actually made a prototype. So what I've done I've gotten the rusty garden tap. I'm not using it. I ripped it off the wall, and I'm gonna test it out on Sam here.
Now, no, I don't agree.
Sam is the bachelor of the group, and I feel like he's the one that needs the sperm tap the most. Yeah. So what I brought along a stick for you to bite on. I brought some vodka.
Oh, it's very essential that you drink most of the bottle of vodka now. Oh God!
Can you please drink it now?
Well, I mean.
Drink it now.
Do you want me to hold him down? And
hold him down.
Funnel it into him. All right.
Okay. No. So what we do is we make a
funnel it into his mouth.
We make a small incision next to the scrotum. I'm just about to cut it now. So there's a lot of blood. It's quite a bit more blood than I expected. Okay. So Drew, can you pass me those scissors? Okay, so we just make a small cut on the vas deferens tube here. All right, so then I'm just going to insert the tap. I'm just going to insert it into the ball sack now. Oh, that's right up in there. Now I'm just going to connect the tubes, and I think you're good to go now, Sam. He's smiling. I can tell that he likes it.
Oh, my God.
You're welcome, Sam. So now whenever you want to get it on, you can just turn those sperms off.
Oh, why would you do that to me?
You guys got any questions?
Okay, first of all, you are aware that shutting off the like supply of sperm to the penis is not an immediate effect, so there's still some trapped like in the shaft.
Yeah, there's residue sperm.
So you need to have
it takes about
Sam, yeah. I'm going to need you to take 3 or 4 wanks so we can test this out. So can you just wank for me 3 or 4 times?
I can't touch my penis, it hurts so much.
Okay, well maybe we'll do it later. But basically
Sam is very important.
He's going to need to ejaculate
3 or 4 times.
And then what we'll do is we'll get that 5th one and we'll take a sample and make sure there's no sperm there to make sure it works.
And I imagine that the sperm tap's going to come with a little pathology test that you can make sure that you're sterile.
Yeah.
And you know, it's also fun to masturbate, so it's kind of win-win.
It's like, I'm doing this for science, honey.
If you're going to have to masturbate 4 times before you have sex every time that you do it,
I feel like
you're going to have the stamina of a racehorse.
I feel like you probably do that like a couple days before and not like... The day of. Oh,
like, I guess you could probably have your sperm tap turned off for extended periods of time. Maybe you're seeing a few different women. You're like, oh, this one I want to have a child with, but maybe not this one.
I see what you're worried about though. Is like, how does your partner know that she could shut it off and you have like 4 wanks, and then the next night you have sex with her, but she's, oh, what if he turned it back on? You know, when I was at work today, or something.
Yeah, some, you know how like guys just like to fiddle with things, like the back of the remote control?
Yeah, well, it's just...
Sam, do not do that with your sperm tap.
Okay. How are you feeling, buddy, by the way? You've been pretty quiet.
I mean, the vodka's certainly having an effect.
He's looking loosey-goosey. He's looking
good.
It's
not so bad. It's definitely thinned out the blood as well, so it's bleeding quite a lot down there. Should I worry about that?
That's all right.
I think you'll be fine.
We'll get the doctor to look at that.
You're dating a doctor, after all.
Yeah, I remember. That was good. Oh, I, What about though? Like, can I still get STIs?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you still
100%. This does not protect you from STIs.
Oh, okay, that's a bit disappointing.
Obviously, on
do you like this is not just for bachelors. Even though I did push it right up into your scrotum. On the understanding that it was for bachelors. But it's not just for bachelors.
Yeah, no, I definitely have, can see it, yeah.
Women have hormonal side effects from taking contraception. You are leaving them of that. Some women can't take any contraception at all. You are a savior. You're a true feminist.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I've always wanted to be a feminist.
You know, I've heard a lot of people say that on Bros Brews Monday Cruise, all we do is just shit talk and think of silly ideas and giggle to each other. But I don't think that's true. No, I think we talk about real issues. And this segment is really proving that.
Totally. I love it.
With that, I think it's probably time that we take a short advertisement. What was this ad for again, Drew?
Booby Town!
I'm going to throw up.
Tuesday nights on ABC, it's time to get a little bit raunchy, a little bit naughty with the not family friendly Booby Town.
Booby Town!
Soaring through the air with the greatest of ease, songs that will fill your hearts with dreams. Welcome to Booby Town.
The booby is a type of bird that likes to drink mother's milk. Wallace, as an ornithologist, do you prefer the swallow or the spit?
I'm a big fan of the titmouse.
Oh, yes, I like a tit or a booby. Those are my favourite birds.
I'm a specialist in mostly boob-related birds. Those are the only ones I really study, you know, sort of the way I do things.
That's why we're best friends and lovers.
Yes. Yes, quite.
But that's not what the show's about.
It's about the booby.
And sometimes about the tit.
That's Booby Town on ABC. Raunchy, dirty comedy coming straight into your eyeballs.
7:30 p.m. Australian Eastern Time. Booby Town.
Oh, what a great advertisement. I can't wait to get my hands on some of those. And now it's time for a special segment.
Special segment.
Special segment. This special segment is Pillow Talk with Dr. Drew.
Pillow Talk. With Dr. Drew. Hey guys, it's Dr. Drew here. As you all know, as well as being part of the BBMC business team, I'm also a certified sex doctor. So,
sex doctor.
Sex doctor. Any sex questions or sections or just little inquiries and chats you want to have about any of your sexual needs or, you know, maybe you got a weird fetish and you just want to make sure you're not a total freak.
Weird fetish.
Just come on through and give us a call. I can see the board's already lighting up. We've got a few coming in here, so let's just take one of those questions now.
Bring, 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 bring.
Hello?
Oh, hi. My girlfriend, she's an Olympic cyclist, and her thighs are large, and they're powerful. Sometimes I think I'm having sex with her vagina, but it's actually her muscular thighs, and it feels really good. My girlfriend doesn't stop me because she knows I like it, but it's embarrassing because I think it's her vagina, and I really want her to have a good time, so I don't know what to do. Help me, Dr. Drew.
I'm a professional. Sorry, I didn't catch your name there, buddy.
Oh, my name is Bong.
Bong? Okay, so what we've got, guys, is a classic case of is it in yet? And what that is when the man sort of thinks he's in, and he's like, yeah, and it turns out that he's just rubbing his penis on the woman, and it's not inside her or anything. So, look, as long as I think you guys just need to have a conversation, because as long as there's consent and she's aware of it and she's aware that you like it, I don't see a problem, to be quite honest.
Oh, thanks.
But don't discount her. So if you're going to, you know, rub one out in between her muscular Olympics, like it's
she went to the Olympics.
Okay. So if you're going to rub one out in between her thighs and have a great time, and hey, maybe that's your thing, you know, we've all got our things, that's fine, but don't just roll over and say, oh, no, honey, I'm going to bed.
Were you imitating my voice? No,
it's just a coincidence. But, you know, present your thighs to her. Maybe see what you can do with those bad boys. You got to be there for her, buddy. You got to make sure she feels wanted and needed and like a woman.
Okay. Thanks, Dr. Drew.
Cool. We got another caller.
Oh, yeah. Brian's my name. Dr. Drew. Been listening for a long time.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, mate. Listen, I got a problem. I've been seeing this girl for a while, and she's an absolute stunner. An easy 10. She's smart, funny, bit wild, if you know what I mean. We've been going steady for a couple of years now. But basically, she wants to take things to the next level. I don't know if it's the age difference or what. She's a bit younger than me, but some of the things she wants to do in the bedroom, I just don't even know what they are. So I'll just keep things simple. I'll just simply ask, what do you reckon she means when she says, let's have sex?
I'm just going to just cut in with some questions here.
Yeah.
Can I ask, if it's not too personal, what's your age? What's her age?
Well, I'm just had my 42nd birthday.
Okay, and how old is she?
She's 22.
Okay, so nothing illegal. A little bit unusual, but nothing illegal's going on. And you are unsure what she means by, well, let's have sex.
No blimmin' idea. You know, sometimes I think women are from Venus. It's crazy.
Other way around. Women are from... No, wait, you're right. I'm your Venus. Yeah, women are from Venus. So, look, essentially what she means by have sex is she... I don't know how to explain this to a 42-year-old. I mean, I explain it to prepubescent teens all the time, but to a 42-year-old man, I feel like... Have you ever had a wank, mate? You know what your penis is that you pee with?
Oh, yeah.
Just go onto Pornhub. Look, it's the best sex education tool out there. Just click on the top video. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter who's involved. Just click on it. Have a watch. Get some ideas, buddy. Just explore. Explore the videos. Explore her body. And enjoy.
Gotcha, mate. Thanks, Drew.
God, I honestly don't. We got any others, guys? What's going on?
Bring,
another call coming through.
Bring, bring.
It's funny how only every second call makes the ringing sound.
Bring, bring.
Yep.
Bring.
Let's answer that. Hello.
Hi, I am a woman.
Oh, it's Elmo's fucking calling back again. How's it going, darling?
I am well. I know I called before.
Yeah, what was your issue last time? Your boyfriend fell asleep with his penis inside you, is that correct?
Yes. He stopped doing that now, but I have sexual problem. Oh,
bloody hell, what's going on? Tell us all about it.
I need you to help me, Dr. Drew.
Yeah.
During sexual intercourse, my husband's testicles disappear. Should I be worried? Where do they go? Are you there, Dr.
Yeah, Jim? I'm here. Oh, sorry. I'm a professional. Elmo. No, sorry. What was your name, darling?
My name
is a woman.
Okay. A woman. Oh, I see. I am a woman at the start of the call. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's my first name, and my second name is female.
Okay. I am a woman.
It's just a woman.
Sorry. A woman. So when you say that your boyfriend's testicles disappear, are you watching them like when you're having sex, you can see him, you know, he enters you? Yeah?
Yes. They're there then.
They're there.
And then they're gone.
Okay. But what, like, are they inside you? Has he somehow managed to stuff
them? Have you seen the film Now You See Me?
No, I haven't.
It's pretty good. I was trying to watch that film, but all I could do is look at his testicles.
A woman. Is he putting his testicles inside your vagina?
No.
I don't.
His scrotal sac is still there.
Oh, so the balls.
But there's no testicles in it.
Well, what we have here is
a hacky sack with no beans in it.
I hate to be the one to have to break this to you, darling, but he is repulsed by you.
What?
It's almost like the opposite of an erection. And his testicles shrink up inside him. They sort of go up into these little pouches because they're so terrified by what they're being confronted with.
Oh my God.
I'm astounded that he can actually maintain an erection while this is happening, because normally the two do not go hand in hand. Normally the penis would go very flaccid.
Well, what can I do, Dr. Drew?
I suggest, you've been having issues with these guys for nearly 6 months now.
These guys? It's just one guy.
Well, this guy, sorry. You've been having issues with this guy for almost 6 months now. I think it's beyond any sort of help. I think you just need to call it quits. Find someone who's not falling asleep with their member inside you, whose testicles remain present when he's having sex with you, and he's going to treat you like the beautiful woman that you are and that you deserve to be treated as.
But well, that's anyway, all I need to know. Bye!
Click.
Goodbye, darling. Thank you, a woman. We got a few more calls coming through. Just put a see. How we got? What do we got?
Bring, bring.
Should I answer it, Andy? What do you reckon?
Bring, bring.
Oh, I didn't know I was in this segment.
Bring, bring.
All right, fine. I'll answer the phone. Hello. This is you've reached Dr. Drew. What's going on?
Hi, Dr. Drew. Just a quick question from me. I haven't had sex in about 6 months now, and about 2 months in, I started to break out on my forehead. Two of my friends said that it's because I stop having sex. They're called sex bump. Do you know about this?
For, like, acne on your forehead?
Yeah, I've got sex bump. My friends say sex I've got bump. Sex bump.
Sex bump?
Sex
or
bump.
Just bump?
My friends, they say I've got sex bump.
Is this a prank call?
No, I need help.
Okay, so what you want to do is, you don't have to have sex right. But to get rid of that sex bump, just find a young man, find a young willing partner, get him to ejaculate on your forehead, and just rub it in. And that'll clear that up right away.
Okay.
And that's proper scientific opinion.
Wow. Thanks, Dr. Drew. I can do that. No problem. Okay, bye.
Thanks for calling Pillow Talk with Dr. Drew. All right, thanks for those. I think that's probably just about all the time we've got. That was some fantastic questions we had from our various callers. Hang on, we got something lighting up. That's actually on the hotline. That's quite an important one. I might just take that real quick. We'll see what's going on. Hello, sir. How's it going?
Hey, is this Dr. Drew?
Yes, you found me. Hello. How's it going, sir?
Yeah, I got a problem with you. You see, I'm the real Dr. Drew. My name is Dr. Drew Pinsky. I got a TV show, and you're encroaching on my name. You're trying to get clicks and likes off my name. I won't have it.
Look,
this is a
no
cease
clicks.
And desist.
This is no clicks. Stop. This stop. Is a podcast.
Stop the show. Stop
Mate,
the show.
Mate, I'm a sex
right
expert.
Now.
I bet I've had sex with your wife more times than you have. So
this
we're just going to hang
outrage.
Up. and then we've just hung up on him. And I'd just like to put that out to Dr. Drew Pinsky that I bet I've had sex with your wife more times than you have because I'm a sex expert. And you can fuck off, mate. Okay, that was Dr. Drew, Pillow Talk with Dr. Drew. I don't know, Andy, Sam, how do you guys think that went? That was...
I wasn't listening.
So we're pretty much out of time for this episode of Bros Brews Monday Cruise. I'd just like to say it was a good, fun time. I'd like to thank Dr. Drew.
Thank you.
And also Drew Hancock.
Same person, but also thank you.
Sam Blissett, you were here as well.
Thank you. Yeah, I was.
I didn't say thank you.
No, I'm thanking you. Saying, I'm thanking you for having
me. He's just saying that you were here. And it's noted that you were here. You offered up your scrotum as a sacrifice, but that's about all you did this bloody episode, mate. And I think you just need to pull your socks up next time.
Yeah.
And that's another episode of Bros Brews Monday Cruise wrapped up. Hope you enjoyed it. All we've got left is a little advertisement. This advertisement, what's this advertisement for again, Sam?
It's the video game Carrot Man's Big Adventure in 3D. You've seen Carrot Man venture through ice, fields, and snow.
Now witness it in
3D!
Hi, I'm Carrot Man, and welcome to my big adventure. I'm a carrot with legs and eyes, and I'm fighting the evil Cabbage King.
I am the evil Cabbage King, and I have enslaved all of your friends and princesses!
My cabbages!
I'm so scared, Mr. Carrot! Which is your formal name?
Carrot Man has new equipment to wield against the evil Cabbage King, like an old broom,
a sock full of butter,
an AK-47.
Remember in the last Carrot Man game where there was 14 levels? Carrot Man 3D has 8 levels in
3D!
Gain special access to the Carrot Mania episode featuring the only playable character, Mr. Tomato.
Hello, I am Mr. Tomato. Welcome to my store. Do you want to buy some shit to help you beat the Cabbage King?
Yeah, you just sort of play a shopkeeper that's a tomato and he just sells you things and it's not... With very little work put into it, I wouldn't... I mean, please do it because I'm getting paid for this, but yeah.
In stores this fall, Carrot Man's Big Adventure in
3D!
Yes, that's enough.
Oh, yeah! Another episode of Bros Brews Monday Cruise that you enjoyed listening to.
You sure did. I loved it.
If you really loved it, you're going to hit that subscribe button.
Give us a review also!
You can tell your friends about it, but really what you should do is give us 5 stars on the iTunes.
Don't give us anything less, but also give all the other podcasts 1 star.
Yeah, give one every. Star. If you don't want to give us 5 stars, give every other podcast. Oh, the theme's over. I got to stop talking.
Bye.